Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is Keith Driscoll with our show, Transform the Life You Can Live, the daily show, which is a show that is geared to help you reach your potential with the help of God, or allowing God to help you reach your full potential. I am in awe. Let me do some maintenance things first. The first thing is, if you are a guest and you want to call in, you can call in at 914-803-4053. Once again, that's 914-803-4053. I want to say I have the backing, the full backing of Salem Church of Christ, which is always a blessing to have backings of your brothers and sisters to full support. And this show is sponsored by Transform, the book, The Life You Can Live, From Ghetto to Glory. You can get it on Amazon.com, AmazonPress.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it at Outskirts Press. And you can get it on the Kindle. Read it on your iPad. Or you can get an autographed copy from me. And all you have to do is email me at KeithDriscoll444@gmail.com. That's KEITHD, like in David, RISCOLL, 444@gmail.com. We're going to be talking about this morning. Can any good come out of this situation? As you know, the last few weeks have been tremendously horrific, if you will, for our nation, and which would probably lead to the same thing happening in other nations. And that is the cry of racism and the saying same-sex marriages are okay. And the question should be, can anything good happen out of this? Can anything good happen out of this situation? Which would bring us to our own situations sometime. But God allowed things to happen for a reason, and we have to understand that reason. And even if we don't understand, we try to understand that reason, excuse me. And even if we don't understand the reason, we are to attempt to understand that God will take care of it. You know, the same thing is happening now that might have happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, in Nineveh. And one of the things we understand, should understand fully, is that God allow the faithful to escape. And that's one of the things that we have to continue to put in the forefront of our minds, is that God will allow the faithful to survive. I am truly under that understanding. Again, in times like this, there are many difficulties and there are things that we might not like. But from a human perspective, they look dim and dreary. But God knows what he's doing. God understands how things can happen to us. And the thing I want to go into that, and I know we spoke about this earlier on the show another time, and I want to talk about then waiting on God's timing for things to become all right. And we have to wait on that. We have to wait on this. It's such an important factor in our life. And some of the other things that we went up there, like there's no problem too great. And we can see that now. All I'm trying to do is tie in what we spoke about so far with what's happening today. And then, and a test of endurance, what we spoke about a little bit, and that we have to understand that these times, we have to endure. We have to endure just what and rely on God in everything that we do. And we have to know that all we can do in these situations is be just Christians. I think I forgot to tell you that today is only a 15-minute show, and hopefully I'll give you enough information that you can study at least for the other 15 minutes, and we'll be back on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And one of the things that we have to emphasize on is being just a Christian. If we are just remain with our Christianity in these situations, then we can overcome and get through all situations. God would bring us through. I'm going to say this, and whenever I say I don't try to offend only if people don't like God's truth. Because we have to understand that it is very possible to be just Christians. And I'm not talking about what everyone calls a Christian. I'm talking about scriptural Christianity. You can be just a Christian, and this might sound strange, but there are about 300 religious bodies in our country alone. 300 different people saying they're Christian, or they're right, or their way is right, or their way will lead you to perfect salvation. And it might seem impossible to be a Christian without being part of denomination. And I want to tell you that's not true. You don't have to be part of a denomination. You could be the Christian that God wants you to be. And that's fine, and that's okay. It is not only possible, but there are actual millions of Christian-onlys in this and other nations. And so you can see one, and you should be able to see them by their example and by their ways, that there can be just Christians. Who are these people that seek to be only Christians? The congregations of which they are part are usually known as the Churches of Christ. This term is not used as a sectarian sense, but it is intended to denote their desire to belong to Christ's church. The Bible says, all the churches of Christ greet you, Romans 16:16. However, it is just as correct to describe the church of which we read in the Bible as the church of God, 1 Corinthians 1:2, or the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:27, or the household of faith, Galatians 6:10. These are similar biblical phrases that are not proper names, but are descriptive expressions, which how to show the church is related to Christ and his Father. Individually, Christ followers as known as Christians. Not Baptist Christians, not Methodist Christians, but Christians. In the Bible, the disciples are called Christians first in Antioch. Acts 11:26. Friends, it's Peter would say, if a man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name, 1 Peter 4:16. Never does a human name prefix this God given name. Paul was one of the greatest of all Christians, but he did not want disciples to be called Paulites or Paulite Christians, 1 Corinthians 1:10-17. And to become a Christian only, you have to be part of that distinctive plea. Churches of Christ have a distinct plea. Of course, in many ways, we agree with others who are striving to follow Christ. We believe in the divine inspiration of the entire Bible, and that is sufficient to guide us in all things and in matter of faith. In the death of Jesus Christ, his atonement, and I'm going to get through this more tomorrow. I'm going to get through this whole thing. But today, with the lack of time, I did want to read this. That is a distinctive plea and that we must follow in everything that we do. We believe in the entirety of the inspiration of the entire Bible. And again, like I said, I'm going to get to this. I'm going to complete this whole Just Christian tomorrow, and I'll start all over. But I wanted to say, when you sit down with someone and you study with them and you want to have a Bible study or go over something that they might not understand or that you might not understand, one of the first questions you have to ask them, or should ask them, is if they believe the entire Bible is true. Because if you don't believe the entire Bible is true, then you start doubting God's word. And if you doubt God's word, then how can any of it be true? Sure, we'll pick what we like. We'll pick the parts that help us. You know, we treat it like a law. We treat God's words like a lawyer that when we're in trouble, then we'll go to the Bible and they get us out of that trouble. When we're in doubt, when we want to get rescued from our wrongdoing, then we'll go to the Bible. But when we want to accuse somebody of wrong, we go to the Bible. And when we want to escape wrong, we'll go to parts of the Bible, but not full of the Bible. When I was in Puerto Rico, a man said to me, a brother said to me, that we could drink a little bit because the Bible says, do not drink unto drunkenness. And I agreed with him. But I asked him, did he believe the whole Bible? And he said, yes. And I said, okay, well, look here. It says, wine is a mocker. And so saying that alcoholic drinks is a mocker, that it makes you some state of delusion, then you should leave it alone. And that's the point. But he wouldn't agree with that point, but only that he could drink, not into drinking. And why did he do this? Because he wanted to drink. He's a beer drinker, and he wanted to drink. And that's so often how the Bible is used. Again, I don't mean to rush, and I know I mean I said many subjects, but tomorrow I will have the whole 30 minutes, and I will go over just Christians the way I wanted to in full. I don't apologize for today because we got some good messages out there, and hopefully something was help to someone who don't agree with the decisions going on now, and I don't agree with the decisions, but all we can be is just Christian. Again, I want to ask you to go out and buy my book. It's called Transformed, From Ghetto to Glory, The Life You Can Live by Dr. Keith Driscoll. It's a thought-provoking, self-help, Christian book that will help you do better in your life as long as you put God first. You can get it at Amazon, Press.com. You get it on Kindle. You get it at BarnesandNoble.com. And you can get it at OutskirtsPress.com. And again, I gave you the email earlier in which you can get an autographed copy from me. Just email me for details. And that is KeithDriscoll444@gmail.com. I want to ask that you pray with me right now as we close out. Dear Lord, thank you again for all your many blessings. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your protection and the hope that is in you. We thank you, dear Lord, most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the example that Jesus Christ led on earth that we should try to follow the best that we can. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in our hearts. Be with our friends, our families, our brothers and sisters, both biological and spiritual. Continue to bless us in all we do. Protect us, dear Lord, from all seen and unseen dangers. Forgive us of our sins. And it's in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we do pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. And Lord willing, talk to you tomorrow.